Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 18th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Commerce Department announced that as of September 20th, U.S. companies will be banned from distributing WeChat and TikTok apps. U.S. companies will also not be able to provide services through WeChat for the purpose of transferring funds or processing payments within the U.S. TikTok will now have until November 12th to resolve the U.S. national security concerns. If not resolved by that date, U.S. companies will be blocked from providing internet hosting to TikTok. CNBC reports that, according to sources in the Commerce Department, existing installs of WeChat may continue to work, but reliance on U.S.-run services to deliver data for the app may run into problems. The sources say it's unclear how functional TikTok will be after September 20th. Existing installs of the apps will remain on devices. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. sent letters to Epic Games, Riot Games, and other game publishers with significant investments from Tencent about security protocols on personal data. CFIUS looks at foreign acquisitions of American businesses for national security risks as well as non-controlling investments, and can recommend that the president block or unwind deals. PC Gamer reports that Tencent has more than 300 investments in the U.S. in its portfolio, with Bloomberg estimating its U.S. assets are worth at least $22 billion. Twitter will prompt select accounts related to the U.S. election with security reminders and turn on password reset protection for them. Government officials, campaign staff, and journalists will be required to use strong passwords and prompted with in-app notifications to turn on two-factor authentication. Twitter will also implement new safeguards against suspicious activity and expedited account recovery for these accounts. Bloomberg sources say India is planning a new law banning cryptocurrency trading, with the federal cabinet discussing the bill first before it's sent to parliament. Back in 2018, the Central Bank of India banned crypto transactions after some fraudulent cases showed up following Prime Minister Narendra Modi's banning 80% of the country's currency. The Supreme Court lifted the ban in March after cryptocurrency exchanges filed a lawsuit and won. The new ban could affect over 1.7 million crypto traders in the country, plus companies looking to set up their own trading platforms. Apple announced it will open up an online store in India on September 23rd. Previously, Apple sales in India have been managed through partners like Apple Premium Resellers. Advice and product guidance will be available in English and Hindi on the site. Apple plans to open physical stores in the country in 2021. According to documents obtained by Bloomberg, the European Union is considering a law that would prevent mobile device manufacturers from limiting access to embedded NFC chips in smartphones and other devices. In June, the European Commission launched an antitrust investigation into whether Apple unfairly blocks competitors from using NFC payments on its platform. Apple has previously argued that decoupling NFC payments from Apple's default encryption would open up consumers to greater security risks. In November 2019, Germany passed a law that required operators of electric money infrastructure to offer access to rivals for a reasonable fee. Comcast announced it will pull NBC's TV Everywhere channels off Roku as part of its negotiations with the company over distributing NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service on its platform. TV Everywhere channels include Bravo, E, Sci-Fi, USA, and NBC, although it's unclear which channels Comcast will remove from Roku. Roku says it offered to extend its agreement on TV Everywhere channels with Comcast while negotiations proceeded, but also clarified that the channels represented an insignificant amount of streaming hours and revenue on our platform. For streaming services on Roku, the company generally takes a 20% commission on signups and control over 30% of ads served. Google announced that Google Drive will start automatically deleting users' trash files after 30 days, starting October 13th. Any user with items currently in their trash folder has 30 days after the new policy starts to move them or ignore them. This is already Gmail and other G Suite services policy. And finally, Cloudflare announced a joint effort with the Internet Archive to share Cloudflare's hostname and URLs with Internet Archive's Wayback Machine so their websites can be automatically archived. This will be rolled into Cloudflare's existing Always Online service, which stores a static version of sites to use in case of downtime. Always On can now store static pages in the Wayback Machine and draw on the archive when needed. Cloudflare users will need to opt in to using Always On with the Wayback Machine. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.